This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published data showing the importance of ventilation, vaccination, and virus detection. First, a new report examines ventilation improvements in school indoor air quality. Second, RSV epidemics occurred at different times of the year than usual during the past 2 years, but this year may be a more typical season. Third, a hepatitis A outbreak in Virginia shows how low vaccination coverage among adults at risk may be related to ongoing community spread. Finally, low routine immunization and outbreak control since the pandemic are hindering polio eradication efforts. Welcome. I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing, where we dive deeper into the headlines for the week of April 3rd. The first report examines ventilation improvements among U.S. K-12 public school districts. Improving ventilation has been one of several COVID-19 prevention strategies implemented by schools to stay open for safe in-person learning. Ventilation improvements can also reduce asthma and allergy symptoms and have been linked to better academic outcomes for students. CDC examined ventilation improvement strategies reported by K-12 public school districts from August through December 2022 to understand the approaches being used to limit the spread of respiratory infections. Investigators found that ventilation improvements vary in schools across the United States. High-poverty school districts reported implementation of the highest percentage of strategies. The analysis also found that low-cost strategies, such as opening windows and doors, using fans, or adjusting thermostat central controls, may be underused. Substantial federal funding remains available for ventilation improvements in school buildings. Educators and public health professionals can encourage school officials to use these available funds. Ventilation improvements can improve infectious and non-infectious disease outcomes for both students and staff. The second report discusses seasonal trends of the respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV, during July 2017 through February 2023. Each year, RSV infections in the United States cause up to 80,000 hospitalizations among children younger than 5 and up to 160,000 hospitalizations among adults 65 and older. RSV epidemics typically follow seasonal patterns, peaking in December or January. However, the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted RSV seasonality during 2020 through 2022. Across both pre-pandemic and pandemic years, RSV circulation began in Florida and the Southeast and later in regions to the North and West. RSV circulation was historically low during the 2020 season and began earlier and continued longer during 2021 than typical seasons. The 2022 season started later than 2021, but earlier than pre-pandemic seasons, suggesting a return toward usual patterns. Although it's expected that RSV will return to seasonal patterns seen before the pandemic, clinicians should be aware that RSV might continue to circulate at unexpected times. In addition, decision makers should consider the timing of RSV epidemics when making recommendations about the timing of studies and administration of RSV prevention products. The third report looks at widespread community transmission of hepatitis A following an outbreak at a restaurant in Virginia. Hepatitis A is a vaccine-preventable liver infection caused by the hepatitis A virus. It is transmitted through consumption of contaminated food or drinks or through direct contact with a person who is infected. Since 2016, there have been increases among people who use drugs, people experiencing homelessness, and men who have sex with men. After years of limited hepatitis A transmission, cases in Roanoke, Virginia increased sharply following a restaurant-associated outbreak. The outbreak was traced back to a food handler who had risk factors for hepatitis A and was unvaccinated. It resulted in 51 cases, 31 hospitalizations, and 3 deaths in 2021. As of September 2022, an additional 98 cases and 64 hospitalizations have been reported, mostly in people who use drugs, indicating ongoing spread of the disease in the community. Increasing vaccination coverage among people with risk factors for hepatitis A infection is important, including among those who use drugs. Public health partnerships with businesses and other community partners, such as harm reduction programs, might increase hepatitis A vaccination among people at risk. This also might reduce stigma associated with hepatitis A risk factors, which could help prevent similar outbreaks in other communities. The last report examines vaccine-derived poliovirus outbreaks worldwide. A vaccine-derived poliovirus is a strain related to the weakened live poliovirus contained in the oral polio vaccine. If allowed to circulate in under- or unimmunized populations for long enough, or to replicate in immunocompromised people, the weakened virus can revert to a form that causes illness and paralysis. That's why it's important to maintain high rates of polio vaccination globally, as well as respond quickly to outbreaks. However, global routine immunization coverage decreased during the COVID-19 pandemic. The introduction of a new oral vaccine for type 2 poliovirus in 2021 is associated with a marked decrease in new vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2 cases in 2022. Type 2 circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus outbreaks continue to spread, with 49 new outbreaks reported across 35 countries in the last 2 years. However, with the introduction of the new oral vaccine for type 2 poliovirus, the reported number of paralytic cases has declined from the peak in 2020. During 2021 through 2022, there was a 36% decrease in the number of paralytic polio cases. However, compared with 2021, 2022 also saw an approximate 700% increase in type 1 circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus cases. This large increase is associated with lower routine polio immunization coverage globally. To stop the spread of vaccine-derived poliovirus and make further progress toward ending polio worldwide, 3 things need to happen. 1. Routine polio immunization needs to be strengthened. 2. Polio cases need to be detected in a timely manner. And 3. Outbreaks need to be rapidly responded to using high-quality supplementary vaccination campaigns. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.